Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I'm a big fan of this tune.
So is YouTube.
Yeah.
I think it was top 10 among the all-time most viewed videos. Pretty good.
He's really, really good.
Oh, he's tremendous.
You can't say he's underrated because he sells out stadium shows. But if you ask people, like, who is in the group who can sell out stadiums, I don't think people think of Ed Sheeran.
I disagree.
You think they do?
I think he's plenty big enough.
Yeah.
He's got a ton of hits.
He does.
He's got a ton. And he just seems like a very down-to-earth,
100%.
Good guy.
100%. So RFK Jr., I think people know where I stand on him. He's a highly intelligent individual who has led a wild life, right? A lot of really good things he's done in his life. A lot of very bizarre partying things he's done in his life. And he has been on a quest on health for decades. And some of it, I think, are great. And any attempt to get our country to be healthier, bravo. But he has a history of lying about autism. Pure, simple, indisputable lying about autism. Vaccines, citing studies that have been disproven over and over and over again. And then his generalizing comments, and by the way, if you don't think they're generalizing, you're wrong, because he walked him back the next day on Hannity when Hannity gave him a softball. When he talked about everybody with autism, that autism destroys families, and cited a lot of things that individuals who are autistic will never get to do. And as the unquantifiably proud father of Quentin Robert Hartman, who has autism, he was so wrong, because Quentin does many of those things. Now, if he would have said, as he did later, the 25% who have severe autism face incredible challenges that can make it hard, can make it extraordinarily hard for families, I would get it. Again, I'm divorced. Ex-wife is a great friend of mine. And when you have major trauma in your life, do divorces pop up more? Yeah, the data is overwhelming. But a family's not automatically destroyed by a divorce. Anybody thinks that, you're wrong. Our family is extraordinarily close, and the person who brings us together more than anyone, in as much as I love Hunter and Griffin, and I could not have two better sons than Hunter and Griffin, and Quentin's my hero. So I'm so lucky. Q is our link. Griffin calls, how's Quentin? Hunter calls, how's Quentin? We're always, what's Quentin doing? He brings us together. So it was just too dismissive. And yes, for those who have kids who are more severe in their autism, it is daunting. It is. There are times when I see families, because Quentin is friends with so many families with child autism, when they have it worse. And by the way, my son has a syndrome where there's no life expectancy. And last year, three kids younger than him with the same syndrome, and there's only about 700 individuals on the planet, died much younger than Quentin. So I never take a single day of Quentin for granted. But he was just generalizing. And so now he's on with Jesse Waters. You know, that was going to be a hard-hitting interview. And he's responding to Waters about some of the criticism. And instead of just owning up to it and saying, I should have phrased it better, which he has at times, here's what he says.
There was a wave of anger against me because I announced that we're going to find the cause of autism. This is something that President
Trump... Just stop there, because it goes on to all these things. There isn't one person on the planet who would be mad if RFK Jr. or any person on the planet discovered why individuals are born with autism, because they don't get it from a vaccine. There's no one. What a canard. What a lie. They're mad by his previous pattern, by his words, by his generalizing, by his insults for a guy who can be very empathetic. He can. But there's like a, there are a group of people, Dave, who are mad that someone would try to figure out why individuals are born with autism.
A lot of pro-autism groups out there. I've seen them. Shameful.
Keep autism around. Keep autism around. Come on. He's a very smart guy. He doesn't want to acknowledge his past behavior of lies and generalizing, which is why people can get mad at him. I pointed out my tweet about it. I still want him to be incredibly successful and understand why autism is as prevalent as it is. I want to be realistic about it. I don't think all of a sudden he's going to find the solution in the fall when people have been trying forever. And I think he should look at the one person he has leading his study because he's a quack. But just a blatant smearing. People are mad at him because he's trying to find why individuals are born with autism or a so-called cure. Who's buying that? What gullible person would be buying that?
Jesse Waters.
Jesse Waters is playing his part, and he's worth millions because he just goes along and it works. And it's a brilliant formula for Fox. But be a supporter of Donald Trump if you like. You're totally entitled to it. Believe in RFK Jr. and trying to make this country healthier. But hold him out when he's saying, people are mad at me because I'm trying to find out why people end up with autism. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of parents or friends of individuals who have autism, and we're thinking, no, let's make sure I can't help Quentin or others. Yeah, like if my son could face fewer cognitive challenges, I'd stand in front of a train and give my life for that. If I knew that with DIRK 1A, there wouldn't be kids dying as young as they are, and I don't have to walk in Quentin's bedroom every morning and just be a little fearful that something's happened, I'd give my life today. So get out of here with that lie. Do your work. Get a balanced group. Try to help the country out. Also, don't be hypocrites when RFK Jr. is trying to get people to eat healthier when you're mocking Michelle Obama for it, you know, 10 years or so. But come on, let's be honest. Dick Durbin, you should have left sooner. Let's talk about that. And then are we going to hold Russia to any sort of accountability with this deal? Is Russia giving up anything in this deal? Some national politics, then a little bit of some local politics and fun with Hauser. All lighter topics the first 90 minutes, so we can chop it up a little bit this way. You're listening to CCO. You're listening to a guy who, not today, because I'm not going to Stretch Lab every day, but I did go yesterday. I saw my guy Isaac out at Plymouth. Great. What a great person he is. And I worked I would say, we did the 25-minute session. We had a busy day. And so it was about 20 of the 25 in the upper body. Some things I've done before with other therapists and some different ones that really helped me out. That's the beauty of having so many trained specialists. Again, trained for weeks and weeks and weeks before you start working on clients like myself or Q or friends or you. Listen, at StretchLab.com. Again, StretchLab.com. 11 locations. You skip school today. You're 16. You're like, why does my parents listen to the station? And you're a hockey player. And you're about to start playing the spring, summer hockey. You want to feel better? Go to StretchLab.com. You're in your late 20s. You run marathons. Go to StretchLab.com. You're a 59-year-old. Try to hang on just barely just a little bit of competitive golf. That's me. I go to Stretch Lab. I'd like to feel better when I play. I'd like to feel better afterwards. And, yeah, I'd like to hit that golf ball a little bit further, a little bit more consistent. All of that is available. Half off your first visit. They're great people. Promise you, you will feel better. StretchLab.com. Dick Durbin entered Congress in 1982. What year were you?
That's laughable.
What year were you born?
84.
He's going to leave after five terms in the Senate and seven terms in the House. And I know there are a lot of Democrats who really believe in him and are disappointed. But come on. This is absurd. This is ridiculous. It shouldn't be legal. Term limits. Uncle, come on. He's 80. He's 80 years old, and Democrats are praising him, okay, as a person, and they believe in a lot of his legislation. This is really what we think we should do? Have somebody enter when I was 17, and I'm now staring at 60 next month. My life's really similar. Actually, my maturity is about the same.
That's about right.
Which I like. But come on. No matter the party, we have to end this.
Yeah, and somebody, I can't remember who it was, on CBS News a couple hours ago talking about how it's a good move for the Democrats, get some new blood in there. Okay, well, how about 300 to 400 other lawmakers in D.C. from both countries or both parties? Make that same choice because we could use it. We could really use it.
And here's the last one where, again, we're now putting, we, the administration, putting all sorts of pressure on Zelensky to get the deal done.
Mm.
And accept the losses from 2014 with Crimea. And again, Trump again going to the Islamophobia card. This was lost when Barack Hussein Obama was president. It just only playing to filth. He's a Muslim. By the way, if he's a Muslim, there'd be nothing wrong with that. But he's Christian. Okay. But again, and Zelensky's saying, hey, before any of this happens, how about Russia stops bombing us during the ceasefire? And then again, I keep reading again from Vance and Rubio and Trump. They got to accept a lot of the land that Russia has garnered. They're not going into NATO. They got to give us all these minerals. What does Russia have to concede? Can we ever hear that from Donald Trump? Couple times he seems miffed. But leaves Russia with 20% of Ukraine land and now occupies, denying the membership. What is Russia giving up? Can you tell me? Have you seen it?
I think they have to stop bombing until Donald Trump is out of office. Then they can go back to it.
So what they have to do is stop killing people. They don't have to concede anything but that.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're harsh on the country that was invaded.
Oh, they started it.
They started
by being there.
It's exactly by being attacked. Interesting negotiations. Ari, CBS, next.